Welcome to Shattering Myths, where we expose the misconceptions associated with religion, politics, military, and economic schemes. Instead of merely presenting the news, as we will do in our first hour of our program today, I'm going to try to explain why the things that we will be reviewing have happened and what they mean to you. Then during our second hour, we're going to engage God on His terms through His Torah, which means teaching, not law, and by way of His covenant, a relationship which features five conditions that not one in a million people know. By seeing who God isn't and what religion can be and how foul it can be and still fool people, we're supposed to be followers of Jesus. Is that correct? So, if we're supposed to be followers of Jesus, was he not Torah observant? Why are we not Torah observant?
That's a good question.
So you're telling me that the God who told us to be Torah observant is now decided he changed his mind and he no longer wants us to be Torah observant? Is that what you're telling me? So God changed the rules. Let me ask you another question, Teach. If he changed the rules, if he said, okay, these are the rules, I want you to be Torah observant, and then he changed the rules and said, you know, I don't want you to be Torah observant, why would you trust him now? Muhammad won, which you would call is the perversity triple crown. Muhammad was not just a pedophile with Aisha, but with many young children that were given to him as sex toys. In addition to that, Muhammad was incestuous. He had sex with his adopted son's wife. In addition to that, Muhammad was a rapist. There are three very detailed accounts in the Hadith where Muhammad's militants attacked a Jewish community. They killed the men, and then they drew lots for who would get first pick of which woman they got to rape. And Muhammad always got first pick, and it goes into graphic detail about how Muhammad raped the conquered Jewish women. So he won the triple crown, if you will, of sexual perversity.